I just got finished watching this movie called Alice. And this black woman was in Georgia. Come to find out, this is based on the true story. This woman was in Georgia, back in the backwoods. And as the story starts out, is people were working on the plantation. Her husband tried to run. He got shot and dragged back and tortured. Alice was a slave, and you know what the master did. But one day she broke free. And she ran and ran and ran and ran. Until she ran out onto a highway where trucks and cars is going past. Now, when I first watched the movie, I'm thinking it's back in 1800s or something. But she broke free. And when she got past the woods, she's on the highway in this 1973. She never seen cars and television and all of this because she was living in the 1800s. She was born in the woods, and the master kept everybody in the past. Oh my God. And there was a truck driver, a black man that helped her and all of this. And she began to read what was in his apartment. Proclamation. Emancipation Proclamation. She began to read about the civil rights, and she realized, I'm free. I'm free. She began to cry and hold herself and kept saying, I'm free. She changed her slave clothes and put on Rolling Stones outfit. You know how they wore back in 1973 with the afro and the leather jackets and the bell bottoms. You know. And I began to think, how many people are slaves to the enemy? Stuck in the devil's, that master, hands. Oh my God. And he has God's creation being slave, being a puppet to that master, the devil. I'm just praying that God's creature will break free. Break free. Jesus Christ made it possible when he died on the cross and rose. Not just died, but he rose with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And then the scripture says, who the Son has made free. A lot of people say set free. If you've been set free, you can be called again. But Jesus, he says, the word says, who the Son has made free is free indeed. I'm just praying for God's people. God's people throughout the whole land will realize that they have an opportunity to break free and go to the one that set, that made excuse me, that made us free. Jesus Christ. That, in that movie, that man helped her realize who she really was, who she really is. And that's how the man Jesus Christ is. He will allow us to know who we really are. We are more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We the head and not the tail. And the Bible lets us know that that master, the devil, belongs under our feet. He given us power to trail over serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. Let's walk in the authority that he has given us. He has made us free. Emancipation Proclamation. Oh my God, there is something even greater than that. That's the blood of Jesus. I pray for you on today, every day. Know that God has made us free. Break free from the enemy's hand and walk in the authority that he has given us. God bless you. And listen, I don't usually tell somebody what book to read or what show to watch. But that is a good show. That is a good movie. That is a good flick. Alice. Check it out. Now you be blessed. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now you work that power of faith and watch God work a miracle in your life. This has been Pastor Dr. Darlene Smith, Ambassador of Christ. He made me free. God bless you.